Jacks and Start Daddy Show. Welcome to the Relaxed Back with my dad, John Gifford. Hit it, Dad!
Smart moves.
Absolutely. So we're going back to that one stretch, sitting in a chair. That seated hip stretch is definitely one of the most requested movements that I get from my clients.
Get schooled.
And one of the amazing things is many people aren't aware that according to many studies, there are just as many people with herniated discs who have no pain as those who do. You know, that's one thing.
Take it inside.
Exactly. And what a lot of people aren't aware of is that they think they're tense because of a feeling, and usually it's the resistance to the existence of that feeling that makes them tense. And that's important because tension increases muscular pain.
It's all here, right now.
You know, I agree. I mean, maybe talking about pain and tension isn't always exciting, but here's the question. You know, if you wear out your body, where are you going to live? I mean, that's the kind of question we're starting to look at. Welcome to another edition of The Relaxed Back with John and...
Allison.
All right, here we are. Well, this is kind of a quick episode. Here's what happened, Allison, because I came out and I said, hey, let's do another episode really quick. I had someone on the table, a gentleman, and this person has had what looked like what we call radicular pain in the neck. I'm not going to get into that. I'll put notes that you can search that in Google because it's really not about this person's pain. But basically, he has a pain in the neck and shooting down the arm. And when I asked him about... if he was taking any medication, any anti-inflammatories or anything like that, he said, oh, no, I keep everything natural. I stay away from medications. You ever hear people talk about that, about medications like that?
Natural.
All natural.
Oh, natural.
Yeah, if it's only natural things can do no harm, like arsenic. Oops, excuse me. That's natural. Here's something that I want to talk about briefly, which is, you know, in my industry where you have a lot of holistic practitioners, and sometimes there's this extreme view that if a lot of something is bad, then a little bit must be a little bad.
For example,
people say, well, if I take anti-inflammatory medications, I've read articles where they can really hurt your stomach or they can have these big long-term side effects.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Then if that's a problem for taking them for months and months and months, then taking them for several weeks is also a problem.
Got it.
But, you know, if we use that analogy, because we have to apply those, if we're going to use that as a way of thinking about whether we're going to use medications, then we think about the truth, which is any substance we ingest at some level is toxic.
Right.
I could kill you by forcing water in your body.
Definitely.
We're not going to try that.
Let's not try that.
But it's important to realize that there's a difference between toxicity and exposure. Just because something is toxic at some levels doesn't mean having some exposure to it has any negative impact on your body at all. And so what happens with people a lot, like it happened with this gentleman today, is that he had in his mind that he should totally stay away from any medications because those were chemicals and those were harmful. But the truth is, he won't find any evidence to support that in the medical literature. And people will say, well, but what about certain medications that were taken off the market? Well, usually if you read those medications are typically, especially with regard to pain, are people who have to be on medications for months or years to manage pain. There are side effects, and you do have to weigh the cost benefit, you know, the physical cost to taking those medications based on compared to what you can do in terms of freedom in your life. But the first thing to think about when you're having pain is, especially if you think that there might be inflammation involved, is go to your doctor, find out if what can you take in terms of over-the-counter medications or prescription medications, and ask what are those benefits, what are the risks. Is it possible that if you're someone who's not sensitive to medications, if your doctor tells you that and they're prescribing it, you will find very little evidence to support that taking these medications for a short amount of time, several weeks or even months, with many of those, have very low susceptibility, low risk of side effects at all. And what's interesting is people will often, you know, stand on this kind of soapbox of, well, I don't want to take anything that's a chemical. But, you know, supplements are chemicals too. And we don't know if they're really safe or not because a lot of studies haven't been done. This idea that something can only be helpful, can never be harmful, can only help, goes against a lot of what we know about science. So I would encourage you that if you find yourself leaning towards that extreme about either medications are always horrible or they're always fantastic, it's probably somewhere in the middle. And don't lose the risks, or sometimes you're increasing your risk of having more pain if you can't get that inflammation down. So talk it over with your doctor and really try to step away from your dogma of either it's good or bad and see, are you someone who's personally at risk? And if your doctor says no, then I would strongly suggest trying to get the benefit of what science has to offer. You can still do that and still be concerned and still consider yourself as taking a natural approach, because, I don't know, man, it's natural to use the natural sciences to help us feel better. Yeah, because, you know, I see a lot I'm thinking of someone who I saw recently with depression.
Mm-hmm.
She was self-disclosing that she was very depressed for a long time, and she said, well, I don't want to be dependent on these medications for my whole life. Well, you know, I just asked her, well, who said you have to take it your whole life?
Right.
And what would be the harm in trying it just to test it out and to see? But the more she talked, she had come from a background that you're being dependent on medications. You're weak if you have to take medications. But her life was falling apart around her.
Right.
How is that a sign of strength?
Absolutely.
And there's all this, there's great, great pharmacology out there that can make huge differences in people's lives. And just to say that it's all bad, all good or all bad, is a dangerous place to be.
I agree with that.
So that's all we have for today. We'll see you on the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Hey everyone, this is John Gifford, and I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of The Relaxed Back. Feel free to email me with your questions or comments. I would love to hear from you. All previous episodes, as well as our contact information, can be found at therelaxedback.com or by searching The Relaxed Back in iTunes. This podcast is sponsored and owned by my company, MotionWise, which is devoted to helping people reduce muscular pain and tension by providing hands-on muscle care, educational trainings, and self-help resources such as my book, The Relaxed Back. Visit MotionWise.com to learn more about our services or to have me speak to your company, convention, or institution. Until next time, stay loose!